Aerobic energy systems. Just be aware that there are two sorts of questions that can be asked about aerobic energy. One is aerobic energy systems per se, the second is to ask about aerobic energy sources, and there are different types of answer. Aerobic energy sources, really there's three main sources of foods, if you like, for aerobic energy. That's carbohydrates, fats and proteins. Realistically, proteins are only a minor energy source, very rarely used by the body to any great depth. So our two main sources, chemicals that we use for aerobic energy, are carbohydrates and fats. Well, carbohydrates, well, we've got two main sorts of carbohydrates. We've got glucose and we've got glycogen. Glucose is found in the blood, and travels around dissolved in the blood and can be used for energy by any cells. Glycogen is found stored mainly in the muscle, although there is some in the liver. And carbohydrates are available from the blood, where it's glucose, or from muscle, where it's glycogen, and can be used at every level of intensity. Sat down, walking, jogging, running, sprinting, all the time you're exercising, you can use carbohydrates as an energy source. The other main aerobic energy source are fats. Fats are only used at low intensity exercise because fats need lots and lots of oxygen to break them down. And therefore, if there's any problems with supplying oxygen, which could happen if you're exercising quite hard, then we won't use fats. So we only use fats at low levels of intensity when we're resting, or maybe if you're quite fit when you're jogging around. We use carbohydrates and fats aerobically to produce energy, to release energy, to remake, to reproduce, to resynthesize is the correct word, ATP. And realistically, we can break down this production of ATP, the use of carbohydrates and fats, into a two-stage process. We've got the preparation stage, getting these carbohydrates and fats ready. That takes place in the sarcoplasm, the fluid part of muscle cells. And we've got the completion stage, ripping up these chemicals to release energy so we can resynthesize ATP. That tends to occur inside the mitochondria of muscle cells. So let's look at the preparation stage first of all. Two different types of chemical, carbohydrates and fats. Carbohydrates are broken down in a series of chemical reactions to a chemical called pyruvate. You may have called it pyruvic acid. This breakdown of glucose or glycogen, the carbohydrates, to pyruvate is called glycolysis. Glycolysis does produce some energy. So there is some energy around that we can use to resynthesize ATP. At the same time, provided there's lots and lots of oxygen available, fats can be broken down. And primarily the fats we use are either stored triglycerides or fats from the blood called fatty acids. And they're produced by a chemical process called beta oxidation, where beta is the Greek letter B. And that slide shows a diagram of this process, the preparation stage of glycolysis of glycogen, glucose down to pyruvate, and of fats being beta oxidized so that the pyruvate and the fats can enter the next stage, the completion stage, in the mitochondria. Okay, inside the mitochondria. Well, firstly, the pyruvate, the pyruvic acid, has to be converted into an acetyl group and then added to an enzyme, coenzyme A, to form a chemical compound called acetyl-CoA. And it's this stuff, the acetyl-CoA, that enters the mitochondria. So the pyruvate is added to an enzyme and converted into acetyl-CoA. And that enters mitochondria and becomes part of Krebs cycle, which takes place inside the mitochondria. The fats that have been broken down, that have been beta oxidized, also enter and join in Krebs cycle in the mitochondria. In Krebs cycle, the fats and the acetyl-CoA are shoved around a circular series of chemical reactions, which essentially the following things happen. Firstly, hydrogen is removed from the fats and the acetyl group. And if you remove the hydrogen, all that's left is carbon and oxygen. So you're left with carbon dioxide. That process of Krebs cycle does release enough energy to resynthesize some, not very much at all, but some ATP. The hydrogen is carried by a series of chemicals to another part of the mitochondria called the electron transport chain. So Krebs cycle is about removing hydrogen from the chemicals. The electron transport chain deals with that hydrogen that's been removed. And the hydrogen is oxidized, for want of a better word, has oxygen added to it, and hydrogen plus oxygen gives us water. And in that electron transport chain, this oxidization, using oxygen, of hydrogen to water releases large amounts of energy for ATP to be resynthesized. And again, our summary diagram, we can see key terms like glucose, glycogen broken down to pyruvate, process called glycolysis. Fats broken down, process called beta oxidation. That the pyruvate and the fats then enter the mitochondria, where Krebs cycle and the ETC, the electron transport chain, take place. The completion stage needs oxygen to make it work. It's an aerobic process. And we get lots of ATP resynthesized through Krebs cycle and the electron transport chain.